Well, folks, we made it. And at least those of us who aren't on Twitter seem to be having fun, so glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. But I do want to say, in all seriousness, I want to express deep regrets for the way some things were handled as far as dealing with disruptors and people we really don't want to have around that are just here to cause problems. Kind of expected it, you know, but I guess it's a different world today than it was 2 years ago, unfortunately. I don't know who's applauding for that, but if we want it to be a different world 2 years from now than it is today, we need to work together to get there. And I'm truly sorry for anybody who felt uncomfortable by idiots who were intimidating them. Please keep in mind, we are a staff of volunteers. We are a great staff of volunteers. We are trying as hard as we possibly can. And I've seen people really, really work their tails off this weekend. They deserve some compassion for the job they've been doing, because I've never seen people work so hard. In fact, I'm still a little stunned from all this. Last night we had a major incident with an attendee, and you know, one of our staff people actually was doing chest compressions on this person. They saved his life, you know, and that's our staff. So please, if you see us falling down or doing something wrong or saying the wrong thing, step up, help us, because we're part of this community, you're part of this community. We need to work together, not in opposition. And I see people online saying horrible things, like they want to start a Destroy Hope campaign. I don't know if they know what that sounds like. We want to destroy hope. Come on, people. We're on the same team. We're fighting the same fights. We need to join together. And this is true of everybody out there as well. Let's stop focusing on each other. Let's stop with the purity tests and all kinds of judgmental categorizations. We don't need that. We need to fight better. We need to get out there. We need to be imaginative, creative. We're clever people. You know, we are the brightest, funniest, most enjoyable crowd I know. And I think we can figure this out. We can fix whatever is going on around us and not succumb to it. And you know, I heard after Chelsea's talk yesterday, when there were some idiots trying to intimidate her, and she basically just said, "Bring it on!" You know, she wants to confront these people. I want to confront these people. I think we all need to confront them. Yes. You know, not shy away from them. Outsmart them, do a better job, and you know, use our humor, use our annoying traits that drive them crazy, and we will win. Otherwise, they use their annoying traits against us, and they win. And if they goad us into reacting in a way where they're nice and innocent, they haven't done anything, but we're the ones who reacted, that's what they do. It's how it's been working for generations with provocateurs. We have to learn from that, and we are all learning. Us here, you there, people out in the street. What a time. That said, if we do this again in 2 years, and right now, I don't know, because I'm drained. I know a lot of other people are as well. I hope we do. We will reshape things. We will figure this out. We will improve. We will listen to all the feedback, all the criticism, and we will do a better job, and hopefully you will be there with us. So thank you. Thank you all so much. And seriously, this has been a very stressful day for me, because we've been down at a hospital. We've been dealing with all kinds of wars going on online. But just to come downstairs and to meet you people saying, "Hey, I'm having a great time. Thank you for doing this." That is what made our day, and thank you just for coming up and saying that from all of us. That matters. It really matters. You matter, and I hope that we do this again. I really do.
Thank you.
There, There are so many people here. We're going to try and keep this under 3 hours this year. But there are so many people who really, really did an incredible job. I'd like to start with Alex from the network team. My God, what they pulled off is just another amazing feat that might have been completely transparent. Alex?
How about that network this year? So, this year was pretty interesting. We actually had a little bit of time to plan in advance, which is unlike most conferences. So the game plan going into this year, we were gonna bring in the same dark fiber circuit from the hotel to 111.8 via RCN, bring in 10 gigs of connectivity from Hurricane Electric. We got a slash 18 of IPv4 space from IPv4 Global and a slash 48 of V6. We got two Arista 7280R routers from Opaque. So we were able to deliver up to 112 10 gig capable interfaces, either via copper or fiber. And as usual, we had the 50 wireless access points and the associated controllers from Aruba. This time we actually had 10 gig optics going into the controllers, and we had 10 gigs running to every switch that was delivering wireless to you guys. So we did some level of pre-configuration the Sunday before. And then we had a fun day on Thursday. So typically we get access to the conference area on Wednesday night. We're able to run the initial fiber from the DMARC and test it, make sure everything's working. This year we didn't get access to the space until around 9 a.m. So that complicated that testing aspect. And sure enough, the circuit didn't come up. Kind of a problem. So we couldn't test it in advance. The panel port wasn't tagged or even tested end-to-end, even though RCN had claimed that it was. They were actually lacking connections at an intermediary CO and at 111.8. And so they had to dispatch two technicians the day that we needed the circuit up. And as a result, we couldn't get it up until 3 p.m. To their credit, both RCN and HE were super responsive to getting things resolved. So heads up to them. So we ran a lot more fiber than we have in the past, 1,400 meters in under 12 hours. We covered 19 floors of this hotel. We had to provide access on four floors, including a new floor and the DMARC. When we were first looking for a way to get access to the lower level and extend that fiber to the mezzanine, we started exploring some of the back areas of the hotel, and we ended up walking into the back door of the security office, and they were not very happy about that. Yeah. We had a lot more interest in co-locating equipment in the NOC. So this year we actually had 7 devices installed, 3 with 10 gig uplinks and the rest with 1 gig. We had some pretty cool use cases. We had a RIPE Atlas sensor that was doing trace routes and pings to various locations all over the internet, and it was available for public consumption. We had somebody that brought in a little Pelican case with a built-in system that was serving up about, I think it was 14 or 16 terabytes of rainbow tables. Pretty crazy. We had an IRC server for 2600 net. Radio Statler actually decided to broadcast from the Hotel Pennsylvania instead of some other location. So, pretty exciting. We also had a unique request in the past from the press. They were very concerned about getting on a network where they got a publicly routable IP address, and they were afraid of being hacked. And so as a result, this time we actually set up a private network for them using an Opaque appliance to provide secure internet access via scrubbing for them. We also had a... We also had someone drop off an UltraSpark laptop. It was a little dated. It does need the internet. So some observations this year. So excluding the servers that were in the NOC, you guys only pushed 2 gigs of traffic. Come on. Yeah, the average was 670 meg, and as a result, we started posting signs saying, push more bandwidth. Yeah. And then approximately 60% of you decided that you weren't even going to use secure wireless this year. What happened?
Don't trust us too much.
Yep. We also decided to try a little experiment this year. So we punted out Google's DNS resolvers as the default DNS source if you're using DHCP. And the majority of you did not notice or care to change your resolvers. But those that did, we were tracking. You know who you are.
You're welcome.
So the availability of wireless bandwidth was pretty good this year, I felt. We did some testing walking around, and we were getting like 200 to 300 meg pretty much anywhere in the hotel that we were covering. And people were tweeting even when we were under a DDoS attack on Saturday. So pretty happy with the results there. One of the interesting things that showed up, so obviously we're using IPv4 space that was lent to us for the weekend. And it was showing up as Clark material handling on speedtest.net, which they manufacture forklifts. So a little strange to have all that IP space. But they got 5 stars. So, yeah, we decided that we needed to push more bandwidth because you guys weren't doing it for us. We talked to the NYC Mesh guys and helped them get set up with a server in the NOC with a 10 gig port. They decided to throw some packets at packet.net, and they pushed roughly 6 gigs on average, probably over the last like 18 hours or so. They caused us to have a peak of 7.9 gig, and packet.net reached out and asked why the hell we were sending that much traffic to them. Since you all had public IP addresses, you're obviously targets not only for people here, but externally. And we noticed that we were constantly under attack from bots externally. So there's some graphs to support that. We ended up pushing a lot of bandwidth. Thanks to NYC Mesh. Push more next time. Special thanks to the NOC team and our sponsors. Thank you very much.
There it is. I love how big this room is this year. This has been fantastic. Speaking in this room is amazing. Great idea, Hope. This is great.
All right. I'm just talking. Up. Do we have the slides?
That's not
the slides. There we go. All right. How's everybody doing? Y'all have a great weekend? Nice. All right, so we're here with Radio Statler.
Yes.
This was the 10th anniversary of Radio Statler. How many of you were here the first year Statler happened? Raise your hands.
Yes.
We got a few. Oh, wait.
That was hope number 20, five, right?
2008. Yes, you were here.
Yes.
You're not allowed to leave. We keep bringing you back. So yeah, this was the 6th time that we've done Radio Statler. It's been 10 years. There's been a ton of changes. We did a panel last night. You should totally go and watch it. It was actually good, unlike last year.
and there was less liquor inside of us.
Yeah, the liquor came after the panel this time instead of before. Life pro tip there. So we have some stats we pulled. This was at 5 o'clock, so we actually this has probably gone up since. This year for Radio Statler, we were listened to in 41 countries, including Iceland, which only listened to Radio Statler and actually didn't watch any of the streams from Hope, surprisingly. So, hey, thanks, Iceland. We love you, too.
Okay, Iceland, yes.
We were listened to on six continents. We actually were working last night. We had two people come up to us after the panel who had friends currently working at research stations in Antarctica. And we were trying to see if they could listen to the stream so that we could finally say we had seven continents and basically beat out any other radio station except for, like, NPR. unfortunately, it didn't happen. So, hey, 2 years from now, if you know somebody who's going to be in Antarctica, please help us set it up ahead of time. Whatever we need to do, we'll make it happen. Statler this year had 3,333 listeners as of 5 p.m. We also had some absolutely amazing speakers on this year. This was probably some of the most dense and amazing content we've had.
Hands down. We had no room left in the schedule for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And that's a huge change from last year. It's incredible.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Beaches is downstairs striking our gear right now. But a lot of that credit goes to Beaches for being the production director and doing just an amazing job.
And Side Pocket.
And Side Pocket, too. Yeah, Side Pocket was it was our little social butterfly running around because he has boundless energy. so, yeah, among some of the listeners we had were Chelsea Manning, Zach Whitaker, and Kit Stubbs. I mean, we had some just awesome people on. We also actually, with what was going on, had a last-minute panel that was driven by the Community of Hope, which wound up being on gender issues and free speech. And it actually went really well. People actually showed that we can have civil conversations about this and that we don't just need to shout each other down. And that while we may have differing views, there are a lot of stuff we still agree on and a lot of stuff that we can still talk about without resorting to just name-calling.
Yeah, and thank you to the people who came to Radio Statler asking if we could do that.
Yeah, like the people who came to us, let's give them a hand because the community, you guys stepped up on that. We also actually, I know it's brought up in the past that Statler's on, you know, the internet. It's, you know, it's named after pirate radio and
the
hotel.
Fuck is the internet?
It's this thing with tubes and clogs and stuff? I don't know.
Big truck. Truck full of tubes.
But we actually had Radio Wonderland on, and they were broadcasting. They broadcast on Saturday, on an FM radio station in New York. And instead of going to do it there, they actually did the show live on Radio Statler and had the FM station just rebroadcast the Statler stream. So Radio Statler actually was a broadcasting FM station. So take that, people who don't like us being called radio.
Yeah. And not for the first time either.
No, we've been broadcast. Well, apparently we've been broadcast before, but we have no knowledge of that whatsoever, nor do we participate materially in assisting it.
Wasn't me.
So we've had an amazing time. I just want to give a quick shout out to all the amazing staff we have. In particular, sitting up here right now, we have Nick God, who is our engineering manager and has done an amazing job over the last 10 years evolving Statler and bringing it to where it is today.
This wouldn't exist without him.
Really would.
Objective statement, absolutely.
Nick God is one of the original people who actually started Radio Statler the first year. There's only three of us left. All three of us are up here. The next one is Bunny, who is our absolutely amazing. I mean, particularly in the early parts of Radio Statler, without Bunny, we honest to God would not have continued because she was the one going out there, getting people, dragging them back in, being like, hey, we're doing this thing. Come with me. And they're like, what? And she's like, no, just come.
Bunny's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hands down.
Bunny is absolutely the reason for that. I mean, her social skills and her work on getting us people and getting people involved was, you know, it's critical. Johnny Christmas is up here. Everybody knows Johnny, right? We're going to get him off stage soon because otherwise he's going to literally roast his...
You're like a fan club over here.
Do we need to get security to, you know, protect you? Or are you okay? You all right?
It wouldn't be my first fight at Hope. I had fought for years to not be part of the Hope staff.
Yep, and lo and behold.
And yeah. I love every minute of hanging out at this radio station and doing what I'm able to do. I love the fact that I have been able to interview Cory Doctorow, Chelsea Manning, Zach Whitaker, who's like people that like I view as idols and that and who like I secretly cyber stalk. I get to be in the same room and ask them the weird questions that I've always wanted to ask them. It's been an amazing, amazing experience that most people in their lives never get to do. I love hanging out at Radio Statler. Every time I come to Hope, that's almost always where you'll find me. I look forward to it every year. I've been coming to Hope for almost 20 years now. I was at H2K, was my first one. And as soon as Radio Statler sprung up, that's where I was. That was my home base. And I look forward to it. And I love these guys. And I love working with them. It's such a great time. And they've given me such great opportunities here at Hope and just make me love it even more. So thank you guys. Absolutely, hands down.
We also have a few other people who unfortunately couldn't be up here with us because so few people had to leave take care of family obligations. Few people are working downstairs to strike gear. In particular, we want to call out Stape, who handles all of our web stuff.
He's amazing.
Yep.
Spend some time on Stape.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter at Stape. Just look for the cowboy hat. We also have Night Owl, who's been instrumental on some of our stuff, their show 26 O'Clock. We have Side Pocket, who's boundless energy, like I said before. It just is amazing for us. Neo Amsterdam. Beaches, our production director, who's not here, unfortunately, downstairs. And then everybody else who volunteers with Statler. I mean, your work is amazing, and it's the reason that Statler is what it is. So So this is our 10th anniversary. Join us at radio.hope.net. We've got all of our archives up. Listen to the stuff. Come up with ideas for new things. Let us know for next time and get involved. And here's to 10 more years.
Yes.
Now we're going to switch over to talk about streaming, and we're going to have just a quick word from Jolly with the Internet Society, who's graciously provided. You're just giving the statement they said?
What?
They said you wanted to give a statement?
Yeah. We have a slide called
a slide? Yeah, this is a slide.
Let's see it up.
We can slide back up? Thanks.
Oh, hi. I know that it's lost on you, the live streaming, because you are the one lots of people that don't really care about the live streaming because you're already here, so you don't need it. And here you see the stats, which is, over 250,000 viewer minutes. I will say that, I do the live streaming for the Internet Society. We do two or three events a week from all over the world. Hope does more viewer minutes than every other event we do in the whole year combined. Where you can benefit from it is we were also streaming to Ted, who's recording it onto DVD. So if you did miss something, you can go out there and get a DVD of it off Ted right afterward, right here. I want to give thanks to Hope Knock, the AV team, and the sound crew, without which we wouldn't have got a signal. I want to thank my three operators, which is Geary in this room, who flew up from Florida especially to do it, Alan, who was in that room, and Pam, who was downstairs. And then they're volunteers, we're paying them, and I want to thank Internet Society North America Bureau, who came up with the cash for us to do it. And for you people online, I want to thank you for watching.
We've had a lot of special guests over the years, and I think you'll all agree that one of the most special is someone that seems to keep making films. This gentleman named Johannes. We want to have a few words of wisdom from Johannes. He was over here.
Johannes is not here. There's no Johannes. No, I'm instead.
We were looking for Johannes.
Yeah, this is not here.
Would you like to come up and...
Yeah,
all right.
Yes. The slides, there. Dot. So, Johannes is not here. It's me. My name is Ratze. My given name is Ronny. So, Ronny Ratze, that's me. I am from Germany. Yeah. Okay. That's an animation of our flag here. Okay. So, the greatest country in the world is Germany, and I'm also a rodent, and I'm proud of being a rodent, okay? So, my achievements in recent years, first of all, I can eat 12 days old pizza with a spork. I can that, okay? I have a well-developed tail. One second, I have to show you. There it is. This is quite something. This is, yeah. Okay, so I own a collection of 342 beer cans. I have that, yes, exactly, yes. Absolutely. I created SUSE Linux, Drupal, and the font Papyrus, which I'm using, okay? Okay. I'm a former member of Rammstein. Yeah, yes, yes. And I did not have sexual relations with that chick Applebaum. I did not have that, okay. Never ever, never ever, would never, would not touch. Okay, let's go on. And as mentioned before, I'm a rodent and I'm also worried. I'm very worried as a rodent, yeah. All over the world, we can see patterns of fascism emerging, okay? We also saw it here at Hope, okay? So, especially in your also free country of the United States of America, yeah? Fascism, coming, okay? So trigger warning here. This is, we'll do that, okay. So let's go on, okay. It is awful, and it makes me sick, yes? And I wish I could puke like a bear about how sick it makes me, okay? Good. Look at it. Okay, so let's go on. And what do those fascists use as a metaphor for undesirable people? You can imagine rats. They call them rats, and I don't like that, okay? I don't like that fascists call people you don't like rats. No, it's not possible, okay? This is fucked up, is this, okay? Okay, and some of them even talk scheiße about Germany. They talk shit about Germany. I don't like that. So why? They attack us for our human values, for our healthcare system, and other stuff. And I have to say, this is strange. It is especially confusing because Germany was pretty good at fascism once. Okay. So, and now you do it better. I don't like this. Okay. So, okay. So, but now the American control alt right wingers attack us for not being fascists. Okay. And I don't know. Okay, stop it. Please, you idiots. Okay, this is, no. I do not deserve such treatment. I am German and a rat, okay? There's a double feature that I do not like. Okay, so I have feelings too. And sometimes to calm me down, I stroke my own tail. So I'll do this. And then I feel better. Okay, so. I like Club Mate, I like Autobahn, I even like the television series Dark on Netflix, okay? It's all great German products, okay? So, wonderful example of German wisdom, but now I'm being marginalized as fuck and I don't like this, okay? But I like hackers, yeah? And that's why I want to teach you a lesson, okay? I want to teach you a lesson of love, okay? Love. If you want to feel loved and welcome, so you can leave me and my fellow German rats the fuck alone, okay? So insert ransom, yeah, it's yeah, you can do it, we can do it together, it's wonderful. Yeah, we have so much uplink and we have so much this and we have a hashtag and all this stuff, okay, so but, good, yeah. I wanna sing a song with you, okay? So this is actually a form of karaoke, okay? This is something Japanese, you know, like bukkake and all that stuff, okay? So, and what I want to sing with you is the greatest pop song that was ever written by a German heart and put into music, okay? It is taught in kindergartens, in schools in Germany, universities. It's sung at bars and religious festivities. You might know it later on. We'll check that out, okay? So, it is so beautiful, it will make you instant weep. Okay, so beautiful is this song. Okay, so trust me, I watched Sea Beams Glitter in the Dark near the Tannhauser Gate. Yes. And so sing it with me so we can create a new world, if necessary, in off-world colonies. Okay, so for rats and humans alike and for Germans. Okay, so the music should be playing now. Ah, yeah, ladies. Yes, wonderful. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I'll do it here. So, yeah, right. Okay. Okay, more. Okay. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. do it. You can do it. Come on. No, I want to see the. No! I don't know the lyrics. Okay. Listening to the wind of change. Okay, okay. I need some water. Okay. We can do this. It's a little bit long, but the world is closing in. Did you ever think that we could be so close, like brothers? The future's in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Blowing with the wind. Shit, I'll change. I'll break my neck here. Yeah. Me now. Fuck! Why you scripted it up tomorrow? Dream away! And then the wind of whatever, I don't fuck. And, I never sang that before, so I don't really know. Yeah, sure. Freedom bell and for a peace of mind, Microsoft. I don't know. I think I'm completely wrong in the song now. It does not really matter. I'm doing improvisation and streaming. Wah! Wah! Stop. Thank you. Okay. So, fuck. Okay, now the slides. The slides again, please. Fuck, I started at the beginning. Now I have to go through the slides. Oh my god. Oh my god, so bad jokes again. Ah! This is just like a disaster. No. There. Okay, stop. So, whatever. Okay, first of all, hey, this is not good. This was bad singing. Arg, fail. I will return to the next hope to check if you destroyed fascism and learned to sing. Good evening, you idiots. I love you. That's my Twitter account. Bye-bye.
Slides. Please.
I love you, Robbie.
This is the first time I've been up here in 12 years.
Wow, it is big.
A lot of people out
there.
Hi! I mean, it's when you're walking up and down.
Special thanks to Johannes. Special. We're a fraction, actually. There's key people that aren't here because they're still working. AV is still working. Let's just do, I want to start with the things I might otherwise forget. I think there is general agreement that the audio-visual experience, the room layout, the lighting, the staging, all that stuff was amazing. This is thanks to... Thanks to a huge and tight crew that's been working together for a while. They came in with CAD diagrams, measured wire lengths. This is the only tape they didn't use. Every single was just exact. So special thanks. They're working as usual, striking some of the rooms and helping. And I think a lot of us were in the rooms with the what? A lot of us were in, you don't want to stay here all night, believe me. A lot of us were in the rooms when we had the Hacker Got Talent, we had the Spelling Bee, we had a couple occasions where the audio-visual experience made it really special.
Very special.
So thanks to that. And I think that just pull up the slides for a moment, please, because I have just a quick thing. And now what we'll do is we will pass around the microphone and people can say something if you need to say something, but hopefully not everyone needs to say something because we do need to get home tonight. But just a very quick mention, people might mention this again. This doesn't happen because of a few people, and Emmanuel mentioned that as well. It's really quite an experience that is built by our community, as broad and varied as it is, and it's people that come together and do all kinds of things, bring their own creativity. And so again, this is a group up here on the stage, which is enabled by the energies of and talents of the rest of the community. I think we already mentioned, actually, ISOC. We want to mention Ted, I think he's making DVDs right now. Ted, if you want to do a flyby, that would be welcome. Ted was working camera. He's going to do the DVDs. I should mention I'm only having a few here, and hopefully other people will remember what I missed. I want to highlight, we heard about this from the NOC, borrowed equipment. Good, creative borrowing. And we think, we're not sure, we'll find out maybe within the next 12 to 24 hours. We think the hotel might still like us, and we think we might still like the hotel. So that relationship is so far has survived. And then second to last thing I'll say, and then we'll do Kyle, and then we'll have Lindsay with their own remarks, and we'll pass things around. So to highlight, we had about 100 different sessions, speaker sessions in three tracks, plus another 20 or 30 in the fourth track, plus dozens of workshops, plus dozens of attractions, plus dozens of vendors, plus all kinds of other stuff like Statler and a number of things that we benefited from so much. And so this is where it's a community effort. We have the... just the energies of so many people coming together. And these are a few of the words that are associated with that. So I really want to thank the speakers. Thank you. There's a special place in our heart, I think, for the speaker sessions, but there's so much more, as I just mentioned, in workshops, and it's just growing and getting more wonderful. So what we'll do is, where's Kyle? Kyle, come on up. We had a wristband contest, and I think we want to hear a little bit about the outcome of that wristband contest.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kyle. Thanks to everyone who attempted this puzzle. It was my first year creating a puzzle anywhere close to this scale. I hope no one minds. I'm going to spoil the answer, but not the solution. Should you have taken the time to solve the whole thing, you would have ended up with this sentence. Whether you are neophyte or lead as can be a good neighbor, the circle only gets larger. I blatantly stole the last part of that sentence from a good friend of mine, Dr. Mouse. If you've had a chance to meet her around this conference, you should be very, you will know how wonderful she is. So this year, the first person to complete the puzzle was Sydney, who is somewhere around here. Can we get him up on stage? Many of the vendors have chipped in for a physical prize for this badge, and I won't be able to name all of them, but the one prize that I will like to explicitly call out is Tag, you're it. You have to create the next puzzle. Seriously, though, thanks to all the vendors who donated a real thing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think we'll have Lindsay talk a little bit about volunteers. Is that okay? Do you want to do it from there, or do you want to? Let's do that. Let's just do the portal.
I don't need two mics.
Works wild.
I like your jacket. Yeah, we're trying to start a new thing. If you haven't figured that out. So I'm Johnny Christmas, and I didn't know there were slides until like a little bit ago. So, all right. So first, I want to thank volunteers because that's why this show goes on. We have the people from City Tech who are helping us, and we've had them for several hopes now, and they're always wonderful. AV, who does a marvelous job every time, they had a minor electrical fire, and you probably didn't even know about it.
Oh,
don't lie.
Wait, why do you know about it?
It's dirty!
We always have people at the info desk helping, and the runners who let me be in multiple places at once, and that's the only way that I can do like six people worth of jobs at once.
She's really not kidding.
Oh, yeah. God. as before, we've had amateur radio exams this year, thanks to Jeff and W3BC Carnegie Tech Radio Club and his merry team of volunteer examiners. We have 26 new technicians.
Yes! Woo! Woo!
One new general. I was trying to hide. Do you want to stand in front of me?
In that chat. Where did this go wrong?
It's creative. Four new extras who will now become volunteer examiners themselves and help out next time. Don't say that on the radio. what else did I do? So congratulations to all the new hams, or upgraded hams. At registration, that's exciting. A week before this conference, we didn't have a way to scan in the barcodes that we sent out to everyone. And I'm really dumb, so I was like, I'll do it. And I guess all of you experienced registration, I hope, because otherwise, like, I want to talk to you. We're going to talk about that ethical part of the certified ethical hacker. Yeah, it sounds like no. We did have positive feedback about the speed of registration, so that felt really good. Last thing is, it's time to take this whole thing apart. Thank God. like I said, volunteers make this thing happen in both directions, and we encourage sober people to stay and help us take things down, and we have some goodies for you if you do. No questions. Gotta go.
Volunteer coordinator Lindsay. So we have the Porto. Let's just pass it around. If people have something they want to say, thanks. If you want to mention who you are, but we'll be expeditious and don't feel obligated to say something. But you can say who you are. Who are you?
So my name is Mitch C. And I help coordinate all of the workshops and with the help of Darko and Bernie and some others. And how many people here did a workshop? Cool. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks to all the workshop presenters. And it was pretty amazing. And I was in the hardware hacking village pretty much the whole time and saw a lot of happy, smiling faces. And if you were one of them, how many people soldered during Hope?
I did, but I didn't.
So thank you for soldering.
Hi, I'm Fred. I drew the image for the t-shirts and the covers. So I want to thank everyone who bought one, everyone who's wearing a t-shirt from this year or from the previous years. It's all a great honor to see them on every one of you guys. And for the first time, this is the first time they got the actual amount of t-shirts just right. They just about sold out on all the sizes. So that's the greatest compliment. So thank you very much.
Hey, I'm Aphrodite. This is my 10th Hope here. I've been volunteering. I've been helping with core team all 10 years, starting with 3 years, three Hopes ago, I helped with core team. I've been doing security since 2000 at H2K. This, for me, is actually the best and the worst part of this event. The best part because everyone's here. We're all in the same space here. Then the sadness comes in that tomorrow we're 2 years away from Hope again. Yeah. And I do want to encourage everyone to come back in 2 years. Things will be better. We always work to improve.
I'm Adam. I've been part of the core team since 2004. I made that barcode system, scanning system go in the last week that got you guys through registration quickly. So that's it for me.
Great work. I'm Bernie S. I've been involved with making each and every Hope happen since 1994. This year, we had more talks, workshops, and talk-related workshops than ever before. We did more outreach to more potential and unconventional speakers, not folks that you would normally consider part of the hacker community, but like really interesting science and technology that's really interesting, though, and it seemed to get a good reception. We added a new component, a demo scene component, and last night this room was packed all the way to the back with demo scene people. Do you want to do that again?
Yeah!
All right. That was a lot of fun. It went on for more than 3 hours. If you have any topic suggestions or any speaker suggestions, please send them to feedback@hope.net. And I want to thank the speaker committee, Greg, Rob, Emmanuel, Lindsay, Matt Blaze, and myself. We got hundreds of submissions. We processed thousands of emails trying to figure out what would be the best ones to fit in our limited time slot. So please send us your suggestions, and we'll try to make it better than ever next time. Thank you.
I'm Rob T. Firefly, and I've been doing stuff on Hope staffs for 10 years now, counting this one, And I've also, it's been a great pleasure. I want to thank Fred again for his excellent artwork on logos and things, because as I do signage and stuff, I get to remix it and use it and stuff. And as I was painting the portraits of the people the rooms are named after, Dorothy Vaughan, Katrina Booth, Chester Nez, and Dennis Ritchie, I have to thank my wonderful wife, Gila, for all her love and support. And as I was going nuts, we're married 7 weeks today.
One shout out. You probably noticed a lot of unusual posters around the conference. These were liberated from the National Security Agency back in April by a great nonprofit group called governmentattic.org. They wrenched this classified information out of government agencies, and they filed FOIA requests and got hundreds of fascinating 1960s and 1970s NSA motivational and security posters. So carefully take them off the walls on your way home. Do not tear the paint off the walls, or we have to pay $100 per tear. But I want you to thank governmentattic.org by going to their website and thanking them.
I'm Lexicon. I'm retired from core staff, and thank you for coming.
I'm Cheshire Catalyst. I'm a perennial here. And one thing I do before I get here is I set up a website with the con schedule. H12.mobi was this year, and it'll be something similar named in 2 years. And I hope to see you all back here. Thank you.
I'm Johnny Christmas, and 18 years ago, I was a kid in the basement of a town abusing electronics who had no friends that were interested in the abuse to the levels that I was doling it out. And I read in the back of 2600 magazine that there were a bunch of people like me who would get together in New York City every couple of years and do all this together. And I said, there's no way that's real. This has to be a troll. And I emptied my bank account to get here in Y2K, and I found hope, and I found that it was this. And it was incredible. And I watched people like Bernie S. and Cheshire Catalyst talk about how they've been doing these things for longer than I've been alive, and how I'm not weird. I'm just awesome. And okay, I am weird, and I will absolutely cut that. To be called weird by Bernie S. is a great compliment. And we are all weird. And we're the best kind of weird. And thank you all for being weird together here at Hope, and thank you, Hope. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. I love every last one of you who make this what it is. Thank you.
Take the podium? No, I'm in the middle of the stage. I mean, it's cooler here. Yeah, it's fun.
You're closer to Bernie.
I know. I love that hat, man. So did everybody have a really good time here? That's all you got. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You had a really good time here, right? That's more like it. My name is Mike Roaddancer. I happen to be one of the heads of security. There are two other people, Kush and Big Frank, who is rumored to be hiding behind the stage. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. There he is. There we go. We've been doing security for a really long time. And as tradition, I get to make fun of the lost and found. For those of you who left me hotel room keys, I'm sorry. Time prohibited me from actually finding out where your hotel rooms were. I do have a student card here for Evan Dwyer, I think. Oh, yeah, and one of the absolutely coolest, like, you know, cases that I've ever seen. I mean, this thing is awesome. And it's an awesome phone, so if you lost this phone, you might want to come see me, and you'll be required to call it, and it'll have to ring, and stuff will have to happen before I just gleefully hand it over to you. Now, our job, a lot of people on Twitter has confused us with being like the code of conduct arm. We don't. We are basically here to make sure that all of you have a great and safe time. Code of conduct people, they take care of everything, and they call us if needed. They have handled a lot during this conference, and they need a real hand from you guys. Semi-interesting statistics are that we only had 2 ambulance calls here over the entire weekend.
Is that a record low?
That is actually, that's a record low.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had 3 last year.
Yeah, we had 3 last year, but nothing as bad as yesterday. And I will tell you this, I want to thank this lady. Yes. But the thing about it is that they all held together. They took care of the jobs that needed to be done. They worked tirelessly, believe me. There are pictures of people passed out in security from working endless hours. It is completely voluntary. They have to put up with people who are not happy. And on top of that, deal with situations that they never planned in some cases. And I thank every last one of you. You see these guys in the blue shirts? They need a big round of applause also. Hopefully we will see you in 2020. And I'm done. Oh my gosh, a new world record.
Hey guys, I'm Mel. I have no voice left because I've been kicking you out of the fire lanes all weekend. But I want to thank most of you. There have been a couple of times this weekend when we were in some like not ideal situations. And most of you are excellent and cooperative, and we're learning how to talk to you better, and you're learning how to listen better, and thank you for that. It is an ongoing conversation. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Tech Darko. I'm part of Radio Statler. I've also been attending Hope since 2K5, there was Hope 5 back in 2004, so it's been 14 years for me. Been volunteering for security, then helped start Statler, and then I joined core staff back for Hope 10, and it is an ongoing and crazy adventure, and thank you all for making it interesting, sometimes stressful, sometimes insane, but never boring, and thank you for helping us continue to grow every year.
Everyone happy? I have just a couple of last slides. I think I know we're forgetting people. I apologize. I wrote down just 2. A lot of MCs. Johnny actually was MC. Bernie S was MC. Jen was MC. A lot of Darko was MC. Who else was MC? A lot of Rob was MC, and but a lot of other people as well. And that they helped to keep things going and interface with the speakers, interface with AV, and told usually pretty good jokes. I mean, it's kind of better than 5 out of 10 sometimes.
We have an acquired sense of humor.
All right, so thanks to everyone that volunteered to be MCs. I just want to mention that. And also there's a man and woman, John and Julie, who handled our janitorial service on the pavilion space and cleaned up all your shit.
Cleaning up after all of us for basically 72 hours straight. I don't think any one of us would want to do that, much less be able to do it nearly as well as they pull it off every year. So,
yeah. Kind of amazing.
One more round of applause.
Kind of amazing. Thank you. I know we're forgetting people. There's people that aren't on stage. There's people that are in the audience thinking, what about that? Does someone yell out if I say, what about thanking so-and-so?
Emmanuel.
Let's thank Emmanuel. No. Actually, why don't we call up the one slide that was up momentarily before. 2600 Magazine is pretty special. I think we all have our stories of how we discovered 2600 Magazine, probably before we ever thought to go to Hope. I'm sure it's not always the case. And this isn't a nonprofit. This isn't a separate organization. This is an organization which is spun off of 2600. They do the, you know, all the financial stuff, the risk stuff. And Emmanuel, I know a lot of people want to meet him still, and a lot of us have gotten to know him pretty well, and a lot of people have had brief discussions. He's a superstar. He works incredibly hard all the time. Because of his background as a journalist, you know, a trained SUNY Stony Brook, I think, communication major, doing all this authoring stuff like that. He's fantastic with words. He's fantastic with detail, revision, stuff like that. The speakers all know, right? Where's Johannes? No, Johannes is gone. I don't know where he is. But Johannes's original title was "Fuck, Fuck, Fuckity, Fuck Snowden, Fuck, Fuck, Fuck." And Emmanuel made it elegant. So yeah, thanks to Emmanuel. Thanks to 2600 Magazine. Thanks to Mary and Rob, who are running the store, 2600 Magazine store. I'm not sure if they're still there or not, but Mary actually is one of the people that handles fulfillment and stuff. So if you're ever having a problem with your subscription, stuff like that, probably you're corresponding with Mary. So those are just a couple of the things that we neglected, and the Write for 2600 plug is sincere and important. Do you have remarks, Ted?
Please. Somebody reminded me that if you don't want anybody to track your online viewing habits, to come buy the DVDs. All right.
So as we said, we invite people to help. This is the last slide. We have a number of ways of making a difference, and I think many of us have found a lot of those ways. I think we have a lot of people in the room who have invented ways of making a difference. This is one way that's upcoming. So we'll leave this as the last slide as I think a call to action that we can all agree with. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone who participated. Thank you to everyone who worked so hard. People that are wondering, and maybe part of it, we're explaining things here. This is what we do as hackers. If you're wondering, maybe you want to get involved, get involved. You've heard about it. You've also heard some of the stories of how it kind of just happens to most of us. So we'll see you again, we hope, in 2 years. Thank you. Help clean up if you'd like, but fucking vote in November.
Also vote with your dollar!
Thank you. Don't forget to vote. Chairs.